Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
That's right. You know, when you got to have your military, you want them to be ready. I mean, they're not ready when you need them, then you got a problem, right? Well, we heard yesterday this incredible story that caught my attention, and I don't think it's being reported enough, and I wanted to explore it a little further. Joining us on the line is Captain Chuck Nash, retired U.S. Navy captain, a Fox News military analyst, and someone who served in the military and knows a lot about military issues. Good morning to you, Captain Nash.
Brian, good morning.
Listen, the story yesterday that caught my attention was testimony on Capitol Hill by the chief of Naval Ops. And it was specifically about the Navy, but I don't think this is just a Navy issue, that said that nearly two-thirds of Navy planes are grounded right now due to budget cuts. In other words, they don't have the parts and they don't have the money to make them flyable. So about half of the planes aren't flying, and specifically and when it comes to the F-A-18, which is one of the most important aircraft that the Navy has, it's their strike attack aircraft, they don't have about two-thirds of them are not flying. Yeah. It's pretty scary stuff. Where are we right now, and are we ready if we need them?
Well, we're at the end of a very bad run for financing of the military. And in particular, aviation has taken it in the teeth, as you point out. And one of the things that's really dragging it down is Marine Corps readiness. The Marines made a decision over a decade ago that they were not going to buy Super Hornets. They were going to stay with the legacy F-18s until they could transition to their Joint Strike Fighter variant, the F-35B.
F-35, right.
Right. Well, the F-35B, which started back in 92, 93, back just before I got to the Pentagon myself, is 20-some years in development. It's still in test. It's running about 6 to 7 years late. So you take that and you try to stretch your legacy Hornets across that divide, and now you are well past the sustainability portion. So that is impacting. And then you look at what has been asked of the Navy and all the services, quite frankly, over the last 10 years or so, since 9/11, and the operational rates that we're running these things, and you now have the perfect storm. And then you lay over top of that congressional action or a lack of action, which forced sequestration, and you now have the perfect storm.
Right, and also it's not just equipment either. Yesterday, we had General Daniel Allen, Vice Chief of Staff of the Army, also told lawmakers that 95% of brigade combat teams in the Army aren't prepared to fight. That if they only 3 out of the 58 brigade combat teams in the Army could be called upon to fight tonight if there was a crisis, the rest are going to take about 30 days to prepare. So it's not even just a not having the equipment crisis. It's a lack of, hey, we're just not ready crisis.
Yes, and here's part of the problem, Mary. There are three things that you can do inside a military organization. You can hire people. You can have readiness, which means you're out there operating, training, or you can modernize, i.e. buy equipment, buy things. That balance for the Navy was, okay, well, look, if we have to cut back on something, what do we cut back on? Do we cut back on shipbuilding? Well, then how do you restart that if you cut it back? So the Navy took the money, took the savings, if you will, in Pentagon speak, and the risk in readiness.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're driven, because all of the, you know, Central Command and Pacific Command with things cooking with North Korea and China, and then Central Command, obviously, with the Gulf and everything going on over there, they're not going to back off their requirements to the Navy to say, hey, we need carriers, we need submarines, we need all this stuff.
Yeah. Am I correct that maybe 5 submarines may have to be shelved because they will not have the funding to operate them?
Brian, there is one right now, USS Boise, which has lost its diving certification. Now, a submarine can't submerge.
Right.
And an airplanes that can't fly.
That's a bad combination.
It's like the Island of Misfit Toys.
Remember Secretary Rumsfeld, his statement?
Yep.
You go to war with the army you have, not
right.
necessarily the one that you want.
All right, so do we need to throw money at the situation, or are there other options? Because, you know, everybody said, well, it's just, you know, the military always says they need more money, more money, more money. They always want more money. But are there other options that could make this? And I guess the thing that I'm most worried about is the fact that I look around the world right now, and it looks pretty tense in some parts of the world. South China Sea, North Korea, Iran, you know, all the Strait of Hormuz. Again, places where you need your Navy up and running.
Money helps, but we have gone, the old joke of we've done so much for so long with so little, we can now do nothing, we can now do everything with nothing forever. Money put into it now will show up in actual physical improvement probably in about 5 to 10 years.
Oh, man.
Because, well, that's what happens. I mean, you know, if you live on a diet of bad food, you're not going to get yourself healthy overnight because you start eating celery. I mean, it's just a fact of life. And so if you look back in recent history and you start looking at the cycles of defense, I mean, you can go back and look at Nixon and Ford. Okay, then Carter took savings out of the military to drive social programs. Reagan built it back up. Clinton took it back down. Bush built it back up. Obama took it down. So you just see this cycle going through events and what it takes from the time somebody comes in and says, we're going to fix this. Wow, it doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah, so I guess the lesson here is that you know, there needs to be a more steady and reliable source of funding for the military.
Bingo.
and not so much of a roller coaster.
Exactly, and guess what? This is the ninth year that Congress has failed to produce a budget by the beginning of the fiscal year, which is 1 October, government's fiscal year, and we're on a continuing resolution. And that continuing resolution runs until, I believe it's May, which is the longest continuing resolution we've had since Jimmy Carter took office in January of 1977.
What a mess.
Yeah. It's frightening stuff when you look at
it
in these terms, given what's going on in the world right now. Well, Captain Chuck Nash, it is always a pleasure to have your perspective on this kind of stuff. And I think it's a story we're going to try to keep, on tab on and going forward because, look, given what's going on in the world right now, we can't afford to not be ready. And when half of your planes can't fly and your submarines can't dive and armies aren't ready to go to war if they were needed, it's a very scary prospect, and I hope that people are listening to this.
Well, maybe we can get some of those big cardboard cutouts of fake tanks and stuff and just scare them.
That may be what it comes to.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.